Hey, this is Jordan Davis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. He hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy, crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy's staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
well, Jordan Davis, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
That's great. And the new album's out called Home State, and the single Singles Up is doing pretty well as well.
Yeah, man, it's been a wild ride, but I'm excited for it, and lucky dude. I can say that much.
That's great. One thing I must say, you've got a very impressive beard.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty solid. I've been working on it for a while. You know, I hadn't shaved with a razor in like 3 years. So
my goodness.
But I got a lot of you know, I do a lot of grooming tricks. So.
So when are you coming over again?
Well, man, I'd love to get over there. You know, I really hated I missed you know, the festival this year. But you know, hopefully next year. It just kind of lined up. You know, this year that the record release came out the same time as the festival, and we just couldn't swing it. But you know, that's a big thing for me is to build fans overseas, and so I'm really hoping sooner than later.
Well, we've been playing you for a long time, and now we've had the album. We've been able to sample other tracks, which has gone down really well with our listeners.
That's awesome, man. The response to it has been incredible. So. Been very humbling to see just some of the reviews and how well people have taken to it. So I really appreciate y'all's support on it.
Now, you come from Shreveport, don't you, in Louisiana?
Yeah, Shreveport, Louisiana, kind of northwest corner. Yeah, it's a good place to call home.
So how did you get into the music business?
Well, my dad was, you know, wrote songs kind of around the house growing up. My uncle was a songwriter and had some big songs for Tracy Lawrence in the 90s. And you know, my mom played piano, so it was just around me. I couldn't get away from it, even
if
I tried.
That's good.
Yeah. So you know, just kind of started early and just kind of fell in love with it.
Has it always been country music?
I say more songwriting than just country music. You know, my uncle, you know, and dad loves country music, and that's all they really listen to. But you know, I grew up with an iPod, so I could listen to whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted to. So a lot of it based out of country music, because I just feel like songwriting is the backbone of country music. But man, it went everywhere from, you know, southern rock to you know, R&B. So I mean, it was really just kind of all over the board for me. But yeah, I have to say that my love for music started in country.
Do you still live there, or have you moved to Nashville now?
No, I live in Nashville now.
Mm-hmm. And when did that happen?
So I moved to Nashville 2012, about 4 or 5 months after I graduated from college, and moved to town and you know, got a job bartending, started writing songs, and that was all she wrote.
So how long did it take to you to get a publishing deal or a record deal?
So I moved in June of 2012, and it took me right at 4 years to sign a songwriting deal, a publishing deal, and the record deal came really, really quick right after that. I think I signed both deals within 6 months of each other. So, I say 3 or 4 years, but I mean, that was the fast track. You know, I know a lot of people in town that it took longer than that. So I was lucky when it came to, you know, and I think too, like, you know, I think people, you know, you're obviously talented if you move to Nashville and want to do this. And, but I think people don't realize how talented Nashville is, and how good some of these songwriters are. So I think you need those years to kind of better yourself as a songwriter, as an artist, whatever it is you're trying to do. And I definitely did. I needed every single day of those. And I mean, I think that's, you know, when people say it's a 5 or 10 year town, whatever it is, I think it's however many year town you need to get up to snuff with some of the guys that are writing songs in Nashville.
That's right. So let's go to the album. Now, it's called Home State. Reason for that?
So, you know, basically when we came to name the album, the only thing that tied all those songs together was my home state of Louisiana. You know, whether it be the album or the song idea came from something I did in Louisiana, or, you know, songs like Leaving New Orleans that are on there. You know, I just feel like that was the one thing that brought the whole project together, and I thought Home State was the perfect title for it.
Okay, well, we'll play Leaving New Orleans now.
Hey, this is Jordan Davis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I miss the quarter, the magnolias, and the Ponce train, and the French market on a Saturday. I'll miss the feel of this place. I miss the bayou sunrise, the Mardi Gras and the second lines. Bourbon jazz, sidewalk kids with bottle cap taps, dancing for tips. But I'm leaving New Orleans. There's too much of you in this town. Your memories like moss in the trees. Every corner is just hanging around. Well, the Big Easy ain't so easy. Hard to say it, but baby, come on then. I'll be rolling like the Mississippi, leaving New Orleans. Well, I like highways, so maybe L.A. place for me. If I point these wheels towards a Hollywood sign, all those miles can clear my mind. Or I could watch a horse race on some bluegrass where bourbon's made, catch some rays in a sunshine state, hit Seattle if I need a little rain. But I'm leaving New Orleans. There's
too much of you in this town. Your memories like moss in the trees. Every corner is just hanging around. Well, the Big Easy ain't so easy. Hard to say it, but baby, come on in. I'll be rolling like the Mississippi, leaving New Orleans. I guess our good times have rolled away. Well, there's a label. In the trees, every corner is just hanging around. Well, the Big Easy ain't so easy. Hard to say it, but baby, come on in. Yeah, I'm leaving New Orleans. There's too much of you in this town. Your memory is like moss in the trees. Every corner is just hanging around. Well, the Big Easy ain't so easy. Hard to say it, but baby, come on in. I'll be rolling like the Mississippi, leaving New Orleans. Yeah, I'm leaving New Orleans. Goodbye, New Orleans. I'm leaving New Orleans.
We opened up with the singles You Up. What's going to be the new single? Has it been picked yet?
We haven't picked it yet, but I think we have it narrowed down to a couple songs. You know, I'm a huge fan of Take It From Me. I love Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. You know, love Tough to Tie Down. But I think we've narrowed it down to a few songs, but we haven't stuck a flag in one of them yet.
Okay. I see you're currently on tour in America.
We're on a break right now. We just wrapped up the White Wine and Whiskey Tour with Jillian Jacqueline, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And we'll start up in May, May 18th, with Jake Owen and Chris Jansen on the Life's What You Make It Tour.
Good. So are you writing all the time, so you're looking at the next album?
I'm trying to. We've been so wide open with this kind of record release I've kind of fell off a little bit, but I've got a couple writes next week that I'm looking forward to. So, you know, but it never stops. I think you're always looking for ideas or picking around on some kind of tune you're working on. So, but I'm really looking forward to getting back on the road, to getting life a little more stable, and I can kind of start writing then.
Are you going to be doing the CMA Fest?
I am. I'll be playing the Thursday at the Riverfront Stage, Thursday morning, I think.
Okay, well, we'll be there, so we'll come over and catch your show. So at this point, you don't have any real solid plans of coming into Europe?
Not yet, no, which kills me, man. I want to get over there so bad, but nothing on the books as of yet.
Well, we want you to come over soon. We're going to finish off now with, I think we'll play Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. It's a great song. And maybe it may be the new single. You never know. So thank you so much, Jordan, for talking to us. Keep looking after that beard, and we'll see you in this country as soon as you can get here.
Well, I do. I sure appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, this is Jordan Davis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Lights go down, wheels go round, I'm taking you home. Hoping for a slow song to come on the radio now. I'm not ready to shut it down the way the dashboard goes. Sitting your eyes making me lose everything on my mind, and the only thing I wanna do is find a spot. Stop this car and throw it in park and just slow dance with you. Spinning you around by the Walmart sign, moving our feet over the painted white lines. Get close to you, making the most
in a parking lot. A half song gone, one door open across the lot. A rental cop's rolling a security car. His yellow light spinning and flashing in time. To the radio singing a little garth brooks. You start humming the very last verse. She's every woman and I don't care what song comes next. I'm falling right here, don't wanna say it again. Slow dance with you, spinning you round by the Walmart sign. Moving our feet over the painted white lines. Getting cold making the most of whatever we got, even if it's just a slow dance in a parking lot. Can't get close to you, making the most of whatever we got, even if it's just a slow dance.